Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. First and foremost, thank you so much for listening to this show and joining me here today. I am so grateful for you being here with me. So there's so much I want to talk about today, and I want to get to the phone lines. I have people on the phone lines waiting, but before I get to that, I want to ask you a question. You know, if you know you're listening, this question is for you. What do you do every day that makes a relevant difference in your life? And a difference for the good. So what do you do every day that makes a relevant difference in your life? Now, there's a specific reason I'm asking this. There are 3 directions we can go in life: backwards, forwards, or staying still. And now here's something really, we can be moving forward in our career, be moving backward in our relationship or love sector, and staying still in our financial sector. And all of this comes from our early childhood programming and or things that have happened in our adult life. So let's say we have a relationship and the dude or woman is not, you know, the best. We leave that relationship emotionally scarred. Well, then we're stuck or going backward, regressing in our relationship department. But once we start understanding who that person was, why we picked that person, we get rid of whatever's keeping us stuck there, and we're able to move forward. Okay, and this is so, so important to know, because most people, they don't realize, they don't think about where am I today, where was I yesterday, am I running in a circle, am I meeting the same type of guys, are only the same guys coming in, or even with career, how come I always get into a career where my boss is this or my coworkers are that? Every single person that we meet is showing us something about ourselves that can be healed if we do so choose to heal it. This is why I do the work I do. We all have the potential to evolve to the level we want to evolve to in this life. And it's my purpose, it's my passion, it is my everything that every day I help someone on their path, whether it be through healing, hypnosis, or a reading. It's so, so important to me. If you'd like more information on me, you can go to my website, Tony, T-O-N-I-G.info, TonyG.info. And right now, I'm going to go to the first caller. I'm so excited. Thank you guys for calling in today. I'm so grateful to have you on my phone lines. I'm going to go to 256. 256 is the first caller. Hello, 256.
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. I am doing amazing. How are you?
Great, great.
Excellent. How can I help you today?
Yeah, basically, it's actually aligned to what you were saying. I let go of a toxic relationship in August. And since then, I've dated two other guys, and this last one, it just didn't work out because he was going through some grief. And I guess he just didn't know how to muddle through the relationship. But I know that I've done some work, and I'm just trying to figure out. I'm looking at myself trying to figure out what does this mean for me. Am I attracting the right type of guy, or do I need to do some more work? Because it just didn't work out.
Okay, Kimberly, so thank you so much for calling in today. I'm giving you the biggest hug I can right now, the biggest air hug. This is so, everybody listen up, because this is so important. This goes beyond just attracting a guy. Okay, so I'm going to refer to this in a couple of different ways, Kimberly. I'm going to talk about energy or frequency level, and I'm going to talk about mirroring. And I'm going to talk about what we believe we deserve. So first of all, we all have a frequency that we vibrate at, or an energy level that we're at. And on our good days, you know, here's my perfect example. I use this all the time. You walk into a funeral, and even if you're in the best mood, the energy of a funeral home is so sad. You walk in and instantly that energy immerses you, right? And you couldn't be happy if you wanted to. You could be standing in the middle of a funeral home and win the lotto, and you're still sad. Okay, it's just a fact. That's how strong that energy is. Now, let's turn it around. It's Friday night, and we're going out with our girls. As we approach the club door, we hear the music. We feel that vibration. And as we walk in, it doesn't matter what happened before we walked in. As we walk in, all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. And the music's going and our vibration is sky high, right? And we carry that. So those are the two extremes that we're talking about. Everybody is normally in the middle of that. So when we're sad, upset, we're attracting people sad, upset, angry into our lives. When we're happy, when everything is going right, we're attracting those people into our frequency. You're going to get people who are on the same frequency as you. Now, the things we need to learn, like if we need to let go of sadness, if we need to let go of hurt, those people that show up in our life, they also need to let go of that. And then we say, okay, this is being shown to me for a reason. There's something I haven't let go of. There's something I haven't, you know, healed. Healed is the perfect word. Now, the third part of this is, what do you believe you deserve? And most of us think of relationships as the best relationship and the worst relationships we've ever seen. So these could be like our friend has a really great relationship with her man or her whoever. And our parents had like a rocky relationship. So someplace in between there, and typically it's closer to what our parents had, is how we view relationships are going to be in our lifetime. Having said all of that, what I want you to know is you need very little work in your relationship area. You know what you want. You're very clear about what you want. You have no qualms about what you want. You know exactly how you want a man to behave. You know exactly what you want him to have. And he better come, and he better come correct, okay?
Thank you.
If that's a proper term. Yes, you have that down. You know it. But something deep inside of you says, now, if I'm saying this correctly, please confirm it for me. Men are not like that. I want this. I know I deserve this. But I don't believe there's a man like that out there. Is that true?
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know. Because I'm still working
okay.
on daddy issues.
And every daddy issue shows up in your man issues.
Yeah.
Because you're healing
yeah.
it. You're trying to work on that. Now, I do some great
right.
work that can help pull that out of you. I do some great clearing work and some great energy work and all these different things.
Okay.
And if you're ever interested, please go to my site. Let's get you an appointment. I can do it over the phone. It's easy to do.
Sure.
What I'm going to tell you need very, very little work to fix this. And to release that, to release these daddy issues so that men can show up as men and not as
okay.
boys that need you to take care of them.
Yes.
While they're trampling all over you. Okay?
Yes.
We've had enough
yes.
boys in our life. But I do want
Thank
to tell
you.
You within the three. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, give it. Now, here's what happens. Within the 3 month mark, you're destined to meet a man. And I want you to hear this clearly. The type of man you meet will depend upon the amount of work you've done between now and then. So,
okay.
If you have cleared this, you will meet a man who is on that level. If you have not, you will meet a man on this level. So I'm going to encourage you. And I want to tell, you know, this is important for people to understand, too. Who men show up as and how they treat us depends on who we show up as and how we demand or expect them to treat us. Okay?
Right.
So
right.
did you ever go out with a guy and while you're going out with this guy, he is just scandalous. He is just, he's a dog. He's doing this, that, and the other thing. He's getting away with all this stuff. But then he starts dating somebody else and he settles down and he's ready to move on. Well, the truth is that man was always inside of him. That woman expected nothing less. We have
Ooh.
To get to that point. Woo, right? Sing it, Krista,
oh
right? Amen. So now what we have to do, we have to show up as that woman that expects and will accept nothing less. Boom.
Mm.
That's it. That's where we got to go with this. Now they say,
wow.
you know, men respect women that are like their mom. And men are never taught to be, like women are taught to be independent and strong from the get-go. We learn how to do all the stuff. And men are coddled. Most men are coddled by their mommies and
yeah.
taken care of in a way. So we have to be a compromise between those two. When a woman tells a man what to do, for the most part, he will do it. But not in a respect with everyday things, but hey, listen, this is what I expect. This is what I will accept. Anything else, you need to get to step in. Okay, that's it. Boom,
right.
done. Now, in 3 months, you are in alignment to meet somebody that is very phenomenal. And I want you to be ready, waiting, and willing for this. Not waiting literally, but I want you to be ready for this guy because he is, you know, I think in gaming they call it level up. He is leveled up.
Yes.
Okay. He is leveled up. You've been, if I can put it another way, you're going from zero to hero. Okay. Yes. Thank
you.
You.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. This is all from above, and this is all dependent upon the type of work you do on yourself and how quickly you embrace that. Now, I want to tell
okay.
you, this guy, he comes straightforward, good guy, phenomenal. You have to be at that level, too. You have to completely and totally respect yourself so that he shows up and he has nothing but respect for you, too.
Okay.
In the past, you might have let things slide. Now, if
right.
you get to that point, that won't be an issue. It will just happen correctly, if I can say that. the right
yes.
way. I hope you understand that. It will just yes. all fall into place and happen in the right way. Now, having said all of this, during the next 3 months, I want you to work on your body, your mind, your soul. Get your eating in order.
Okay.
Get your workouts in order.
Okay.
And definitely clear. If you're not going to clear with me, clear with somebody. But you need to clear out at least three different topics, one being daddy issue, one being self-confidence, self-respect, self-worth. And the last
mm-hmm.
one, you need to get your career sector in order, feeling strong
mm-hmm.
and independent in that career area, okay? Once
okay.
you do that, you are going to be flying high, feeling amazing, and getting your, somebody is channeling this stuff to me, and getting your groove going, okay? So, yes. And you won't have to worry. See, when in the beginning of this conversation, when I said when our vibration or our frequency is here, that's what shows up for us. If you clear these areas, that's where you're going to be. That's what's going to show up. You're not going to have to test this man. You're going to be able to trust him from day one. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes. And I will be contacting you. I'm on your website right now.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that. I cannot mm-hmm. wait to work with you because I know you're so ready to let all of this stuff go. You are.
I am.
You're so ready to
I
be
am.
Done. Just be done with it. Okay.
I am.
Okay. Excellent. So the short answer to your question is 3 months, a really good man is coming in. The long answer is you got some work to do and he will be there
right.
for you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Tony. I'll be in contact with you, seriously.
I cannot wait, and you have yourself an amazing, amazing day.
All right.
Okay.
You have an amazing day, too.
Thanks.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Next, we are going to go to caller 951. Hello, 951. How are you?
Hi,
hello?
I'm Nathaniel. Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel. Hello, where are you calling from today?
California.
Nice. How can I help you? What's your question for today?
Well, I'm trying to pursue a career. I wanted to see what 2018 might hold.
Okay, can I ask? I'm going to ask a couple questions really quickly. What's the
sure.
career in?
Well, I'm a security guard right now, but I have many aspirations, and I play music, and I do astrology, and I'm into metaphysics.
You know what? I honestly picked up the metaphysics and the astrology, and right away, surprises no one. And is your music of a spiritual or a healing nature?
Music of healing nature, yeah, I like, you know, all kinds of music, but, you know, there's certain kinds of music and that actually probably would be unhealing, you know, like, you know, some rap and that kind of stuff. Really.
So, okay, so what, here's what I'm getting. Okay, don't quit your day job yet, but I'm getting that, have you ever done any of the fairs or expos or any of the events
yeah.
around you to promote your work? Okay, I'm getting that it's important for you to do that, but it's also important for you to put yourself out there more. And I think what they're meaning is you're not reaching, like your reach has to be greater, like with a good website, good search words, good, really good, tags or however you say it, and you have to be promoting yourself a little bit more. And they're also saying that it's time for you to get serious about it, and they want you to really consider how you can, like, maybe set up in somebody's shop or do a one-day workshop in different, like, crystals and stuff like that, put a program together print out some nice flyers and put a workshop together and go to the places and say, hey, I'd really like to be able to do a one-day shop here for you. I mean, a one-day program here for you. And you'll get a lot of clients from that, okay? 2018 is looking good. Right around March, you're going to, and I'm sure if you check this out, matching your astrological stuff. And I always say I'm not an astrologer. I know very little about astrology, except for I do know there's an eclipse coming this weekend. Right around March, there's going to be a little hiccup that you're going to have to hurdle over. So something in March, which is relatively close. I love March. It's spring here. We can, we have snow. So by then we're looking towards, yay, it's going to be warm. But right around March, there's going to be a hiccup. And I feel like this might be a financial hiccup. I feel like something's going to come in. It's going to be a little bit financial, like maybe an unexpected bill. But they're saying squirrel away some money. Put some money away now if you can.
I'm already in debt. I'm already working myself to death, and I'm in debt. So, I mean, I don't know what
okay.
it is that it might be. So, I'll try to put some money away, but I can't no money. You know, all the money that I have goes to, you know, all my bills, you know, my car payment, my car insurance,
right.
You know. Rent and, food. And
I know so many of us are in that same exact situation where we're working.
It's kind of hard to find the time, too. I've worked, quite a few hours just in the last, thing. I don't have, time or energy to seek out psychic fairs where I also might get conned or, I get people wanting to, buy a table for the day for $50 and, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to, pay for the table at the psychic fair,
Right. I completely understand.
It would be a time
okay,
loss.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. You can set up a website for free, and I'm doing some clearing work on you right now. Just to try to clear some of this away, just in general, you can set up a website for free. Now, I understand. I don't understand what you're saying because everybody is busy and everybody is working. I feel like there is going to be some relief coming in April. Okay, you're going to have a hiccup in March, but then there will be a lot of relief. Something's going to come in April that's going to give you a lot of relief, okay? Use it wisely.
I've been approved for this nasal surgery by eyes, ears, nose doctor. I don't breathe so well. It's sleeping. I can't breathe through my nose. So they're willing to do a surgery on my nose to help me breathe better. Do you think I should go through that, or do you think that's something that's
No, yeah, I do feel like you should go through that, and I would love to keep talking to you, but I have a couple of other callers that I really want to get to. But I do want to say, look out in March, but April it's going to get better, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling, and I really appreciate it. And I want to go directly to the next caller, make sure I can get them in. Let's go to 316. Hello, 316.
Hi, my name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in. How can I help you?
I just wanted to know if you see a guy named Bryce contacting me in the future.
Okay, so as of right now, where everything sits, as of this moment, no. And okay. I feel like it might be in your best interest. Like, so I love this statement, rejection is protection. And they are saying, he has shown you who he is, believe him, he is not going to change.
Okay.
So just, you know that song from Frozen?
Yeah.
Let it go, let it go. Sorry for everybody who finally got over that song. That is what they are saying. There is somebody, there's some better situations coming in for you. And I feel like you are going to have a, you know, I feel like there's, you're really, you're, when I close my eyes and try to look, there's like a big old wall there for you. Have you had problems? Have you had some complications in meeting men? Have you had, like, are you blocked in that area? Are you blocked in the relationship area, having a successful relationship?
I don't know. I've never been the type of girl that's been desperate or trying to look for one. If it happens, it just happens. So I never really pay attention to it.
Okay, so when I, yeah, because when I close my eyes and I try to see, not necessarily you, just like what's coming in, there's just this like wall of something here. And so I'm just going to really quick start clearing that. And what I want to say is there's going to be some, even when I go, usually if I start making the statement, they'll finish it for me, but June. They're saying 6 months. That puts us near the end of June. You're going to meet a person who is going to be significant in your life as far as relationship and love. Okay?
Okay.
So in June, you will meet someone. Until then, just do what you do. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
And this is going to be very unexpected to you. This is going to be very unexpected. It takes you, in some way, this takes you by surprise, okay?
Okay.
Sounds
good to me.
I would say between now and June, don't take anybody from your past back. Okay, because sometimes that pushes it out a little bit. Let your past go. Let all of that from the past, like, don't sweep it under a rug. Sweep it out the front door, okay, and let the wind take it away. Seriously, because I feel like you have some guys that you have dated that are still friends. Try to wean them out, too, because there's that, when we're with somebody, there's this taken energy that we kind of get, and we have to completely let go of those people to let that energy go too, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying, you know, anybody who was a friend, let it end, and anybody who was a boyfriend, let it end, and give yourself that makeover that you've been thinking about, okay?
Okay. All right.
Does that
Thank
make
you.
Sense to you? You are so...
A little bit.
Yeah.
But.
If there's been something you've been thinking of doing to refresh yourself, whether it be a new hair color, haircut, a new way to style yourself, they're saying go for it. But just June is the month that is going to prove the best month. You're going to feel rejuvenated, you're going to feel refreshed, and you are going to be ready for a new relationship. Okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I hope you have an absolutely amazing day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, I just want to let everybody know how to get in touch with me. If you are thinking about some of my services, whether it be a healing or hypnosis or a 30 or 60 or whatever minute reading, my website is tonig.info, tonyg.info. Also, if you're interested in any of my books, which I channeled each and every one of my books from above, they're available at Amazon.com. If you just put my name in, Tony, T-O-N-I, Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, my books come up. And everybody has said beautiful things about my books, which I appreciate so much. Channeled Messages from above, though, is really, it's these messages and poems that have been channeled through me for you. Thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing day.